Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some ag news and remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our next Teach and Taste class, April 8th. But first, millions of people around the world celebrate and recognize Earth Month as a means to both advocate for and protect the planet and its resources. April is Earth Month, and it puts a collective globe focus on celebrating and preserving the Earth's beauty for decades and centuries to come. Earth Month is not only about learning more and doing our part to take care of the planet, but also celebrating the progress we've made. Take a small part out of your week and spend time in the great outdoors as we celebrate this big blue beauty that we call Mother Earth. This is a great way to mitigate some climate anxiety, renew our senses of wonder and hope for the world, and honor the planet in all of its glory. In my ag news, warming days, green pastures, and blooming trees all remind us that spring has truly arrived. For farmers, gardeners, and homeowners alike, April is going to be a busy month. Many residents are eager to get their hands back in the soil after a long winter. April is a great time to begin many garden tasks that will set the stage for productive vegetables, colorful flower beds, and healthy lawns later in the year. With the warm temperatures arriving early, now is a great time for gardeners to begin planting spring vegetables. Many cool season crops thrive in this mild temperature of early spring and can be planted in April for an early harvest. Planting crops such as lettuce, spinach, radishes, onions, peas, carrots, and beets during this time of year works out great. These vegetables grow in a cooler soil temperature and can tolerate light frosts that are still possible in Kansas during this time of year. Before planting, gardeners should prepare the soil by removing weeds and loosening the top several inches of the soil. Adding compost or organic matter can improve soil structure and help plants establish the strong roots. Seeds should be planted at the recommended depth and spaced properly to allow room for growth. Moisture is also important for a successful germination. Water the garden regularly to keep the soil evenly moist, especially during our dry, windy conditions that we are experiencing now. And don't forget about our trees, both young and old. A deep watering can be very beneficial this time of year. April is an important planting month for farmers across central Kansas. As temperatures continue to rise, producers are closely watching the progress of their winter wheat while also preparing equipment and fields for the upcoming spring planting season. Winter wheat is in the green-up mode and moving into active growth, and producers should be monitoring fields for signs of disease, insects, and nutritional needs. Timely scouting during this period can help protect yield potential as the crops continue to develop. At the same time, many farmers are busy servicing and preparing equipment for spring field work. Planters, tractors, and sprayers are being checked to make sure everything is ready when the field conditions allow for the planting to begin. For many operators, April marks a transition toward planting corn and soybeans. Soil temperatures, moisture conditions, and weather forecasts all play a role in determining the best time to start planting. Careful planning now can ensure a smooth and effective planting season. K-State Extension encourages producers to take the time in April to evaluate the fields, review crop plans, and make sure equipment is in good order. Preparing during this time can help farmers make the most of favorable weather windows once planting season begins. In my event calendar, wheat producers are reminded that the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is already set for Friday, May 15th. More details to follow. And our next Teach and Taste class will be Wednesday, April the 8th, here at the Extension office. RSVP is needed. Remember the Teach and Taste class, where it's always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620 241-1523 with any of your ag questions.